relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Do you remember that chappie, that very skinny chap? What's his name? Hogg! David Hogg, who became an anti-gun activist. Kind of disappeared for a while, kind of irritating kid. Now he's back in the news, and he's kind of making a clown out of himself again. Why would you give this interview and not have the answers you need and think that it actually looks good? So David Hogg on CNN thinking that he's going to take down our buddy Mike Lindell. Got to share this with you guys. Welcome back to America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is CNN Video Cut 6.
David, very quickly, are you starting a pillow company?
Yes, Allison, I am, but I'm going to ask you to have me on in a couple of weeks to talk about it. We don't have the website or the trademark yet, and we're still working on manufacturing because we're going to make it union-made in the USA, and it is very hard to find a unionized pillow manufacturer in the United States.
Let me give you a word of advice. Don't talk about a product that you're going to develop if you don't even have the website and you say you want union-made pillows in America. I think, Mr. G, what odds do you give Mr. Hogg that he will be making union-made pillows in America in the foreseeable future?
And be able to sell them?
That's the point. Yes, be able to actually sell them without having to mortgage your house.
Zero. I'm looking forward to watching it, though.
Indeed. Oh, and in the meantime, let's support the guy who actually is making pillows here in America, Mike Lindell. First things first. He has dropped it today. The movie about the last election. You've got to see it. They've already blocked it on various sites. You know why? Of course, you know. MichaelJLindell.com. Watch the movie. That's all I'm going to say. MichaelJLindell.com. In the meantime, support him. Not David Hogg, because he hates guns. Mike Lindell's a good guy. He's a friend of President Trump's. He sold 51 million pillows. Why? Because they're the best. That's why. I use them. The president uses them. My whole team uses them. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. More than 60% off if you use my name. Send a message to the left who's banned Mike from Twitter. Both of his accounts. Send him a message. Support him. Call 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A for 60% off. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, got to get back to your calls. What happened to Victor? Victor, he was patient, but not patient enough. Call back, Victor. Let's go to JR Columbus, Ohio, line 2, with a question, an important question on Second Amendment Friday.
Well, it is an important question, but after hearing...
Are you talking from the base, from the bottom of a submarine? Where are you, JR?
I'm in my truck, but you're not on speaker or anything. Can you hear me?
That's a little bit better. Fire away.
Okay. Well, I wonder if David Hogg would prefer the police officer that's protecting him to have a .40 caliber or a pillow.
Oh.
And I would really... for him to be in that moment an answer, honestly. But hang on,
JR, we need to get a little bit more specific. Is it a fully semi-automatic pillow?
Yes. It has tons of feathers.
Tons of feathers, but no bayonet lugs, because bayonet lugs are nasty.
Nope. It's just tons of calibers of feathers. Just tons.
What's your question, JR?
Okay, what is your favorite caliber? And I love Carr Firearms, and I loved your last interview, but what is your favorite caliber in pistols?
Okay. There's only one ultimate caliber. I love them all. You know, 44 snubs, 41 magnums. I even like 40 cals. 9mm is just ubiquitous. If the brown effluent ever hits the ventilating device, you want to have a 9mm because that ammunition is just, you know, it's everywhere across the planet. But if I could only have one caliber and one caliber alone for a handgun, it's got to be the 10mm JR.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right, because it's the 357 for semi-automatics. It's the best. When it comes to other calibers, for rifles, 308 is classic.
Yep.
Getting to love the 300 blackout, especially because you can suppress it. And then the ultimate caliber of all, JR, I don't know if you're going to agree with me, the ultimate of all calibers for pistols, rifles, revolvers, is the 22 long rifle.
I own three 22-10s, and at 300 yards, I can put them within 3 inches.
Are you serious with the 10-22?
I'm totally serious.
Wow. Well, it is the rifle that built America, along with the Ruger Mark II, the Ruger 10-22. You're a man who knows his firearms. Well done, JR. Great, great questions. Thank you so much. Let's go to Al, who's been waiting very patiently. Line 4, Al in California. Welcome to America First.
How you doing, Sebastian?
I'm doing good. Sebastian. It's Friday. Come on.
I'm a little under the weather, so this might not be my finest hour. Listen, I just finished watching King Kong, so that reminded me to call you. Anyway, that's a joke.
Which one?
I like the old one, believe it or not.
The black and white one?
Right.
Oh, classic. Absolute classic.
It's not up to today's standards, but I still like it, and I don't care. Anyway, here's my question. I was talking with Larry Elder several months back when the San Francisco City Council designated the NRA a terrorist group, and I said when I was on the phone, off the cuff, I said, boy, they ought to file a slander lawsuit against them. Now, the next day, the National Rifle Association filed a slander lawsuit against the San Francisco City Council, and the third day they withdrew it.
Who withdrew it, the council or the NRA?
The council withdrew it. They made the designation
Good.
To designate the National Rifle Association a terrorist organization, which it most assuredly is not, and after the NRA filed a slander lawsuit, they withdrew, they took it right off the table. That's what I'm wondering, is this a good tactic for manufacturers in the NRA to go after people that are slandering them, because there is no proof that they're not a terrorist group. All they are is teaching marksmanship and safety skills.
Well, hang on, Al. They were created to fight terrorist groups. I mean, remember, the NRA was, as we mentioned with our guest, Mark Robinson, the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, they were created to fight organizations like the Ku Klux Klan that were trying to intimidate and even murder black Americans, especially freed slaves. That's what the NRA was in part created to do. So I'd have to look into that, because I'm not sure. Slandering an organization, I don't know how that happens in legal terms. I think you can sue for damages if you've damaged the business interests of an organization. The torsion arguments that we've discussed here already with Joe and Victoria on the show. But I'll look into it. I'm intrigued. I don't know, Al, but I am intrigued. Let's go to Mike in California as well. Line 5, thank you for waiting.
Dr. G, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Good Friday.
Good Friday to you as well.
This is a thank you call. Doctor, I'm 2 months past my 67th birthday. I've always been a glass, half full kind of guy. But the past few years, man, my cynicism has reached doctorate levels. And if it weren't for you and a couple other fellas, my credulity would be seriously flagging. I want to thank you, seriously. Your work is we can't do without it, along with some of your fellows. And I also want to say what a treat it was to hear Bill Wilson on the show today.
Yeah, I don't think he gives a lot of interviews, so we're very excited about getting Bill on the show today.
First one I've ever heard. And all of my Kimbers are equipped with at least two Wilson Combat magazines. They don't make them for my car, which I wanted to speak to you about also. I'm on my second one.
Which car?
A K9 in stainless.
Nice.
My first one was the simple black, very early five-digit serial number with the first number being a zero.
Wow. I'll have to tell Mr. Moon. You know what Mr. Moon said to me when we first met, the CEO of Car?
What's that?
So we interviewed, it was just happenstance, we're at SHOT Show broadcasting. Somebody said to me, hey, would you like to have the CEO of Car on the show? And I said, yeah. And so he found him 20 minutes later. It was live radio from Radio Row. We put him on the air. And in the middle of the thing, I said to him, look, I need to tell you this. I had no idea I was going to interview you today. Strapped on my ankle, if I'm not carrying something bigger like a 10 or a 44, I'm carrying a 9mm car. And he said, what? How long have you been doing that? I said, ever since I moved to America. I said, okay, give it to me now. We're going to replace it with a brand new one. I want you to sign it with a Sharpie pen, and it's going in the car museum. Not a joke. I went back home, took it out of my rig, had to brush the fluff off, signed the slide with my name, and it's somewhere in the car museum in a case. That's the kind of guy he is. But that gun sounds like it's one of the OG ones. What a great story. Stay on the line, Mike. Let's give him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul.
Beginning of each meeting, the chair or one of the designees of the chair would have the opportunity to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We're all aware that in these times, it's important for the country to see members of Congress working together on some things. And while I know that we can deal with divisive issues in the committee, it would be my hope that we could start every committee with a great, unifying, patriotic moment. I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. I recognize myself to speak in opposition to the amendment. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, Pledge of Allegiance, unnecessary. Jerry the Hot Nadler. Is that the Judiciary Committee? I think it's the Judiciary Committee. With Matt Gaetz asking something, so controversial, so radical, that the meetings of the committee could start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I love it when they say, the chair recognizes himself. Yes, that's me. And Jerry says, I recognize myself. And I say, no, no Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. That's who the left is. What else are they? Crazy. Utterly psycho. Did you hear Rashida Tlaib? This is how she discussed the events of January the 6th. Oh, by the way, before you hear this clip, before you watch this clip, you'll find out in the middle, but I want to just preface it. She wasn't in the building, okay? She wasn't in the building. And this is how she recalls that day. Video cut four.
So what happened on January 6th, all I could do was thank Allah that I wasn't here. I felt overwhelming relief, and I feel bad for Alexandria, so many of my colleagues that were here. But as I saw it, I thought to myself, thank God I am not there. I saw the images that they didn't get to see until later. My team and I decided at that point we'd keep the death threats away. We'd try to report them, document them, to keep them away from me, because it just paralyzed me, and all I wanted to do was come here and serve the people that raised me.
Thanks to Allah that I wasn't there, and my team kept the death threats away. A serious question here. Are you fit to be in public office? Seriously, are you? You're not there, and you're having a crying fit and a breakdown, so much so that if you see the video, AOC breaking all protocol, breaking safe social distance, is patting her on the back as she's breaking down. I've had death threats, lots of death threats. My team. Do I ask you to keep the death threats to yourselves, guys? Do you hide my death threats from me? Nope. Have I ever asked you to hide the death threats from me?
No, I honestly, sometimes you'll just walk into the studio and you'll say, hey, give them to me right now. Just, right. You got to get a shot like some coffee. It's like caffeine.
I got to feel the hatred of the left. Give it to me, guys. Give it to me. Is she fit to have a job that is more stressful than stacking shelves? I don't know. It's a serious question. But it's okay. We have the mental giant. We have Fredo. Fredo Cuomo, who's explained to us everything that Rashida and AOC may have invented about January the 6th. Let's listen to Don Lemon and Fredo Cuomo, audio cut 12, play cuts.
You go after AOC for her fear, say he was illegitimate, she was in the adjacent building. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
But here's, I'm glad you said that, because I've been watching, you know, state media and listening to conservative media all day, because I want to hear the other side. And I was like, I don't understand why this is a story. How is she supposed to know who's on the other side of the door?
You just heard Katie Porter say AOC was freaked out.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I lived a situation like that. And it doesn't have to be real, the threat, for you to believe it's imminent.
You believe. And let me tell you something. Let them do it, because they look like idiots in the process and people are on to it.
On to what, Lemon? We're on to what? We're on to the fact that you are protecting liars. That's all she did. She lied about being in a building under assault. Being so scared because they were knocking down the door. Of what? Her office in the Cannon building, which isn't adjacent. It isn't connected physically. It doesn't share a wall with the Capitol. It's 10 minutes walk away, a building that nobody entered illegally, that the MAGA hat wearing rioters or even demonstrators or even protesters didn't go close to. So what is it that you've worked out, Fredo and Lemon, that even if it's not real, it's true? Is that it? Even if it's not real, it's true? Yeah, we're laughing at you. But how about when it gets disturbing? When the fantasy leads to dark, dark thoughts. Again, not an intelligent woman. This is Nicole Wallace. Making a very disturbing parallel between what the Biden administration is trying to do now here in America with what the Obama administration did with American citizens overseas. This is Nicole Wallace, video cut 11, play cuts.
We had a policy, and it was very controversial. It was carried out under the Bush years and under the Obama years, of attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Amar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American, with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism. Mitch McConnell was in the Senate then. He was in the Senate after 9/11, too. How does Mitch McConnell, who understands that the way you root out terrorism is to take on, in the case of Islamic terrorism, kill those who incite it, how does he not vote to convict someone that he said on the floor of the Senate incited an insurrection?
Either she's she's not clever. I mean, either she's so dumb she doesn't understand what she is inferring there, or she actually means the comparison and the analogy. What did she actually say there? How can it be okay to use drone strikes to kill U.S. citizens abroad? Because Anwar al-Awlaki, along with his, 16-year-old nephew, died in that drone strike in Yemen because he was connected to Al-Qaeda, inciting terrorism. That's okay, but voting against the impeachment of the president who you say is guilty of incitement lacks consistency? So here's the question. Is Nicole Wallace really okay with using lethal force and droning American citizens like Donald Trump or somebody who voted for him? Yeah, see what I mean? Arrogance mixed with ignorance. It's a deadly cocktail. But we're never going to give up. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, member of the Defense Department National Security Education Board, host of America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, former advisor to President Trump, candidate Trump, none other than Stephen Moore. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That's what we do every single day, and it's getting tougher and tougher because of the insane decisions coming out of the Biden White House. But we have our buddies who help us navigate the shoals of insanity. It's been too long. I don't think he's been on the show since the new year. His name is Stephen Moore. He wrote the book, Trumponomics. We're so excited to have him back on the show. Follow him at Stephen Moore. Steve, happy new year.
Hey, Sebastian. It has been too long, and you know, I miss Trump already. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm just aghast at the policies one day after another that are going to do so much damage to our freedoms and to our prosperity. It's really frightening.
Yeah, I explained it thusly when I was in the White House that it came to me after a few weeks of working with the president in the Oval that he only cared about two things: security for all Americans, whether you voted for him or not, and prosperity for all Americans.
Right.
And what we're seeing
right
now with the 40-plus EOs, executive actions, is insanity. You've written a piece. We're going to put it up. It's Biden wants to kill 80% of America's energy. Break down for us, if you would, Stephen. It's not just the XL Keystone extension. These policies are much more damaging than just one pipeline, correct?
They are. And let me just say one thing about your opening point. You know, Trump, this was not an exaggeration. Trump put America first. Biden is putting China first. I mean, you know, how else can you explain? When you look at who's the big winner of all the things that Biden is doing, it's China and Russia, by the way. So let's talk about the energy. I call it the war on American energy, Sebastian, because that's what's going on here. You know this. You work for the president. One of his top priorities was to make America energy independent. He told me we could do this in 4 years. I said, Mr. President, you're not going to be able to do that. But he did do it. He did do it. And you know what? Here's a little factoid for you, Sebastian. In January of 2021, the month just ended, Donald Trump's last month in office, do you know how much net oil we imported from Saudi Arabia?
I would guess very little. Is that a good guess, Steve?
Zero. Yeah, except you're too high. Zero. This was the first time. Think about that. I mean, really, think about that. For the first time in your my lifetime, we had zero imports of oil from Saudi Arabia. You are, and I are old enough to remember in the 70s when the Saudis had basically a knife to our throat with OPEC. All they had to do was flick the switch and they could drive the oil price up. And now we're actually an exporter of oil. And these crazy people in the White House, they want to actually go back. The big winner to shutting down American oil and gas is Saudi Arabia and Russia, because they filled the gap.
I wonder, Steve, you've spoken about our age. I wonder how many of the people, how many of the youth who voted for Biden actually would believe if you told them that there were times where you'd have to wait in line for miles.
Yeah,
and whether your tag had an odd number or an even number would mean whether you could buy gas. That was in America.
It was. And they had we used to get up at 5:30 in the morning, and my mom would pack us in the station wagon. Remember station wagons back then? And we would sit for about 25, 30 minutes in the cold outside of Chicago, and there'd be 20 cars ahead of us to fill up the gas tank. And, you know, what happened was then we had this massive energy revolution. And incidentally, talking about young people, you know, when I give speeches on college campuses or high school, and these are pretty smart, you know, these are some of the elite colleges, and I ask these kids, do you know where the electricity that you use comes from? And they look at me and they're like, well, of course I do. It comes right out of that plug, right out in the wall. You know, that's where, you know, and most Americans, and I'm not belittling anyone, most Americans don't know where our electric power comes from. You know this. Half of our electric power comes from coal and natural gas. 80% of our total energy comes from oil, gas, and coal. Now, Sebastian, I'll ask you another one. I think you know the answer to this. Do you know what percentage of power today, of all of our energy, do you know what percentage comes from wind and solar?
Wind and solar? I would put fractal, a tiny amount.
5%.
Yeah.
5%. And that's after spending hundreds of billions of dollars subsidizing
What about all the virtue signaling, Steve, that people buy these electric cars? How do you actually charge an electric car unless you've got a private windmill or 20 windmills in your backyard?
You know, it is so true because, you know, and look, I don't have anything against electric cars. If people want to buy electric cars, that's fine. They have a lot of utility. But, you know, the fact is most people have no idea how they're going to charge it. They think they're being so green. Well, guess what, folks? You know, you still get twice as much of your electric power from coal as you do from wind and solar. And by the way, can you explain to me, Sebastian, why has the left declared war on natural gas? I mean, natural gas, it's clean, it's abundant, it's made in America, it's efficient, it reduces carbon emissions. We reduced our carbon emissions more under Donald Trump than any other president in American history.
After we left the Paris Accords, let's be clear, we were lower than the requirements after the Paris Accords after we left. We're talking to the man who wrote the book, Trumponomics. Follow him right now at Stephen Moore, PH at Stephen Moore. So much more to discuss here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. Broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's real, pain relief that works, pain relief that is providing liberty from pain to tens of thousands of Americans, including Kent from Arkansas. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I'm amazed at how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in bed and cry. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days, I have a great quality of life. Thanks, Relief Factor. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384 to order your 3-week quick starter pack today. Just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potentially liberated from your pain. Go today, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
But you saw the jobs report, and only 6,000 private sector jobs have been created. And at that rate, it's going to take 10 years before we get to full employment. That's not hyperbole. That's a fact. We're going to be in a situation where it'll take a long, long time.
It's going to take I can't believe it. That is the President of the United States. Beijing Biden saying today it's going to take 10 years to get our pre-COVID job levels back. I'm speechless. We have with us somebody who may be able to help. He's the author of Trumponomics. He advised candidate Trump. He advised President Trump, the vice president, on and on and on. And let me ask you this. This is just a personal curiosity, Steve. Follow this guy right now, Stephen Moore, on Twitter. In your experience, you've been in D.C. long enough. In your discussions with Democrats, and you must have had policy discussions or any kinds of panel discussions with Democrats, is there any logic? Because I look at the Keystone XL pipeline and I think, okay, you don't like fossil fuel. I get it. But if you shut down the pipeline, there are a couple of things that will happen that have happened. Number one, at least 11,000 jobs in the UK, 37,000 jobs in Canada. The oil's going to move anyway, but it's going to move by truck and by train, which, if you're an environmentalist, isn't a good thing. Secondly, oil is already going up. The price is going up, so it hurts Americans. And then lastly, who profits at a geopolitical level? Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Iran. So, Steve, is there any common wavelength that you can discuss? Forget the politics, just the policies with the people who are making these decisions or advising Biden.
Well, when I first came to Washington 35 years ago, there were a lot of sane, very pragmatic Democrats who we worked with all the time. I worked, as you know, my last couple of years in the Reagan administration, and we worked very closely with the Bill Bradleys and the Dick Kephards of the world. They don't exist anymore. They're none. There are zero moderates left. Even the West Virginia Senator Manchin. I mean, he's the closest thing you got. But I think in the end, he's gonna vote for a lot of this. Even though, you know, there's no state that produces more coal than West Virginia, and yet he is probably gonna vote for something that hurts his workers. It is a lie to say we have the unemployment rate now down below 6.5%. Europe is at 10%. All the experts said we would have a 10 to 12% unemployment rate today. I mean, Trump has teed this ball up. I mean, this is just propaganda coming out of the White House. All Biden has to do to get the economy to boom in the rest of this year, you know, all he has to do, Sebastian, is nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's teed up. I mean, we've got everything. We got the vaccine. We've got the, you know, we need one other thing, Sebastian. We need J.B. Pritzker, we need Andrew Cuomo, and we need Gavin Newsom to open up their damn economies and their schools. If you do that, you're going to have a great recovery. We don't need $1.9 trillion. The war on American energy will very much hurt our economy. We estimate that there's 6 to 8 million Americans that are directly or indirectly related to our coal, oil, and gas industry, people in the construction industry. I know. Oh, one other quick thing, Sebastian.
Yeah.
You know what these people make in the oil truckers, the pipe fitters, the drillers? These are hard hat, unionized workers. They don't make $15 an hour. They make $50, $60, $70, right. $80 an hour. The truckers make $100,000 a year. These are great jobs. Joe Biden, why are you killing them?
Do you have any visibility, any understanding how it is that, you know, the pipe fitters or the steam fitters, you know, their unions endorse Joe Biden, and then 3 weeks later they say, oh no, we're losing jobs. Is that dynamic ever going to change? Because I'm sure the truck driver, the pipe fitter, actually wants to keep his job. Is that delta between the management and the unions and the actual people who do the work, is that ever going to change and be governed by rationality?
You know, I wrote a column on this a couple of weeks ago, because you're so right, Sebastian. I said, you know, the real villain here is not Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden told us he was going to kill the Keystone pipeline. He said, if you vote for me, I'm going to kill the pipeline. Do I think it's the stupidest thing ever? Yes. Do most Americans think it's stupid? Yes. But back in August, I almost dropped my cup of coffee when I read the Wall Street Journal that the pipe fitters union has endorsed Joe Biden. I mean, that's selling the rope to the hangman, right? So the person who is billing here is the union boss who sold his. And by the way, he said, we're going to endorse Joe Biden because he's going to be good for jobs. Really? Really? And I'll bet you there are hundreds of thousands of people in the pipe fitters that rank and file members who voted for Donald Trump. And so you're right. There's a huge divide between the union leadership, which is corrupt, and these rank and file union members. You know this. Those people love Trump.
Yeah. Absolutely. The latest piece is from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity by our guest Stephen Moore. Biden wants to kill 80% of America's energy. In the last minute and a half we have with you, what is your advice? Because Donald Trump is going to be the conservative kingmaker. That's clear. But we have this debate, this kind of civil war inside the GOP right now, people being removed from committees, Liz Cheney being reasserted in her position. What is your advice on the economic piece of politics for the next 18 months? It's going to be an election. What do you say to the GOP writ large in terms of the message they have to pitch to the American people?
That Joe Biden's agenda, it puts America last, not America first, and that they're going to vote for principle. When Biden does the right thing, for example, he wants to get the vaccine out there, I'm all in favor of that. Great policy, one of the few things he's doing. But one of the proudest moments when I was a Republican in 2009, every single Republican in the House and Senate voted no on the $830 billion shovel-ready project. It was a scam. It didn't produce any jobs. We got to line up, Sebastian, you and I, every single Republican in Congress, and some of the moderate Democrats, if there are any, should be voting against $1.9 trillion. There's already $1 trillion that they've already allocated that hasn't even been spent. Now they want to spend another $1.9 trillion. It's out, we're spending money like it's M&Ms.
It's very simple. It's very simple. Stick with America first. It worked 5 years ago. It's worked for the last 4 years in office. Stick with that message.
Yep.
Thank you, Stephen Moore. Follow Stephen Moore. Read his article and check out the book. He wrote the book, literally, on Trumponomics. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that's real, pain relief that works, and pain relief that is 100% drug-free. Listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat up on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer, 100%. I want you to be able to say those words. I want you to be liberated from your daily pain. As I have, I am now pain-free and have been for 2 years because of Relief Factor. Find out if you could be the next success story. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack just right now. Call them 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Leah, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Call them now, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You know it makes sense.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
You know the best thing about what Steve Moore just said? Biden has the answer for how to create prosperity in America. It's very easy. Do nothing. Step away. Get away from that button. Don't touch it. On top of that, if all the Democrat governors get out of the way and just open up their states again, we've got the key. Get government off businesses' backs, off the backs of the American people. And we'll be back at that incredible economy, that world-beating, historic economy we had under the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Okay. I want to say this again, because this is who we are. We're dedicated to the truth. We stop censors. We fight back. So, Mike Lindell has done it. He's dropped a film of everything he's found, and you need to watch it with regards to the election. We're going to let you be grown-ups, be adults. He's a great patriot. He's traveled the country fighting for the president, funding a lot of the court cases. So just go to MichaelJLindell.com. They don't want you to see this. They want you to have First Amendment rights. We want Mike to have them. And also, while you're watching the movie, consider supporting this man who's given so much. Stick it in the eye, historically speaking, of that little boy hog, and buy from Mike's products. He's got 100 incredible products made in America. Support this great patriot who believes in the principles that you believe in. Go to MyPillow.com. You use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Get up to 60% off his incredible products. The pillow that never loses shape, never gets hot. His new towel range, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, you name it. They're all superb. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Show a little love to this man who has done so much for the 45th President of the United States and who is a godly man. And at the weekend, or later today, check out his movie. He produced it in just a few days. It's stunning. MichaelJLindell.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're back on YouTube, streaming on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, and at sebgorka.com. And we'll leave you with some new words from the 45th President of the United States.
Things that we've done have been just incredible, and I couldn't have done it without you. So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form. So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.